The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening, I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. Gitgatla Enterprises Corporation, a business-focused entity of the Gitgatla Nation, is now the proud owner of Prince Rupert's Crest Hotel. Announced on May 1st, CEO and president of the corporation, Michael Uhara, talked about why they decided to pursue the purchase of the hotel in the first place.
The Gitgatla Nation and Gitgatla Enterprises Corporation are always looking for opportunities that can create steady cash flow in order to generate generational wealth for the nation. In strategic plans that were done with Gitgatla Enterprises Corporation, which we call GECCO, by the way, tourism and hospitality was considered one of the industries that the nation was interested in. So when you look at an interest like that and you look at an area like Prince Rupert, certainly the property that stands at the top is the Crest Hotel. So it really was quite a natural attraction in that respect.
Uhara went on to explain how long the deal has been in the works and what the price tag looked like.
You know, in reality, the Crest has probably been talked about as in play for some time. I think that there were a variety of ways that we had heard an opportunity existed and began pursuing it on a confidential level almost a year and a half ago. This was a long negotiation, and in terms of the cost, it was exactly the amount a willing buyer would pay to a willing seller, and no more, no less. As far as where the money comes from, I think that GECCO has engaged first and foremost in achieving profitability and managing cash in a way that allows us to examine opportunities like the Crest Hotel. But ultimately, where the money comes from is the Gitgatla Nation ability to marshal cash to afford such opportunities as well.
Uhara talked about how the Crest may change, but not in the way one might expect.
Any changes will be made with an eye toward profitability and maintaining the position the Crest has been in for 62 years. So will there be changes? I can't identify two groups where I think those changes are going to be acute. One is First Nations guests. In general, when you look around the province at First Nations guests, at First Nations-owned properties, I think there is a sense that there's a greater affinity to those properties. But that has nothing to do with any changes in the operation. That has to do with a change in perception of that guest profile. And will we cater to that? Of course. There is no reason not to. But in terms of the operation, no, there won't be many changes. The second group, I believe, that will be affected by Gitgatla ownership are Gitgatla members themselves. There is a lot to be said about pride of ownership. And I think this group will feel the greatest pride of ownership.
So Uhara says that operationally, the acquisition won't change much, and they'll work with the previous owners to ensure a smooth transition.
Both Steve and Scott have a long, a multi-year engagement with the Crest where they're going to be associated with us as consultants, not only to bring about the transition, but to ensure that essential elements of the Crest are passed on to us and there are no staff changes that are planned by virtue of new ownership. We are the new owners of the Crest, if you will, but not the new operators of the Crest.
Chief Counselor Linda Innes went on to talk about what the ultimate goal of the nation is and what the acquisition of the Crest means for the Gitgatla people.
You know, I presented at the Nation to Nation Forum in October, and we talked about, if the opportunities are right, that Gitgatla, we want to be a part of the economy. We want to help grow the economy, and we're not willing to sit and be bystanders as economic development is happening all around us. We want to be participants. You know, we're looking at, again, our vision is to create multi-generational wealth and economic self-sufficiency through business development. So we are exploring all options that come our way and being mindful of what's happening in the economy and in the global market. Gitgatla Nation is also known as Gitlamon, people of the saltwater. We have a great connection with the land, water, and resources. And when it comes to this acquisition, we're looking out the windows of the Crest there, and so much of the history is in the area. And, we want to be able to share that beauty and experience and continue with the legacy of the Crest Hotel.
This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.